You Don't Say His Name, a Daredevil Born Again fic, written by Lexi Ishii and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary: Matt doesn't say his name. You don't say his name because it feels like ashes in your ears. You don't say his name because he said it enough during the trial. Sitting across from this murderer and the jeering smirk on his face, his brazen disregard for the severity of the situation, the pride on his face as he was sentenced to life, because he knew, and he showed it openly on his face for every single person in that courtroom to see, he knew that he wanted nothing more than to wrap your hands around his throat and not let go until every spark and beat and twitch in his body went silent. Silent, like the silence he heard that night, the silence that stretched between the wails of the ambulance sirens, the moans of the injured, the sobbing of the victims. Karen's shruddery, gulping breaths. Silence. But the system prevails. The system will punish him. The system you both believed in. You were both capable of believing. You don't say his name because you don't believe anymore. You can hear his voice in your ear, a memory from the past. How gratified he was, you both were, when New York abolished the death penalty. The two of you went out drinking to toast redemption, to wise decisions of an enlightened culture. Young and idolized Columbia men, pride running thick in your blood. You don't say his name because you don't deserve to hear it. Now his name is two syllables dropping from Frank's Castle's lips, twisting the knife where your heart used to be, because that is what Frank Castle does. He takes the pain that runs rampant in his world and shows it to all when he would like to pretend it doesn't exist. To pretend that this world is too civilized for anything so raw and bloody and ugly. The dying in a ditch dug in for his soul, on a broken sidewalk in front of a bar, is something that happens on the news and not to your family, your friends, the light in your life. That's why you came here, not to identify a shell casing or to hope Frank would join your cause and bring a killer to justice. You came because you needed to put a face to the pain. Frank Castle is the face of pain. Tears are in your cheek, joining all the other sensations flooding through you as you stand in this nest where Frank ekes out his existence, this hole in the basement of the city, all screaming at you at once, metal and gun oil and circuits and currents, and copy paper and saline and his name on Frank Castle's lips, voice as disapproving as God who knows your thoughts and how many of his people you want to end. Foggy. You say his name on an exhale. It's as much a sob as a word. It doesn't feel like salvation. It does feel like a dam bursting in your chest. It feels like too little, too late, like a candle flame in a gale. Like maybe if you had brought yourself to say it months ago, to voice the voice in your ears before now, it might have healed you. All you have left now are the reasons you don't say his name. You speak to your tormentor. Guys like you and me, we can work a lifetime and never measure up to his decency. You would work a lifetime. You will work a lifetime, but it won't be enough. You don't say his name because his name can't save you. Goodbye, Frank. Lets you go without a word.